I'm probably the last iPhone tech douchebag who has played with Launch Center Pro. And mainly because I didn't quite see the need for it. But I started beta testing an application that added URL schemes and wanted to test them. And I could have done it with Drafts. And in fact, I did. But, and Drafts is another application that is also very useful. But it's more geared toward text and has ways of, it's essentially moving that text around between applications or storing it to applications. So it's actually that's another very clever application. But Launch Center Pro is designed around essentially, shortening the amount of time it takes to do specific actions on your iPhone. So, for example, if you want to send a quick text to to my wife, as an example, then it's fairly easy to do that. And in fact, you could even say, send a text with a specific message and just have it do that, right? So it's just like a one tap thing, or one tap to call my wife or something, just as an example. But those are, and you can actually use it with other applications, not just the ones that are built into iOS. But there's different actions that you can essentially feed it information. It has an action builder that will allow you to very easily build actions on your own. And so it's designed to simplify the number of taps and such that you have to do a specific task. Now, where Launch Center Pro gets really geeky and really powerful as a result is you can actually build your own actions in a way, or you can take the actions and chain them together in very clever ways. And as I say, this gets very geeky, and there's actually whole websites that talk about the power of this. On one of the podcasts, the Pocket Size Podcasts, the Alex Guyot, and I'm sure I said his name wrong, but he's kind of the ninja at essentially scripting together Drafts and Launch Center Pro and these other apps that support URL schemes and actually making them do very clever things. And I had run across him before when I was playing with Drafts and trying to get it to do some stuff. And yes, it's incredibly powerful. The applications have to support some of the things that you're trying to get them to do. But if your applications that you're using support URL schemes, then it's very easy to get Launch Center, to use them in Launch Center Pro. And actually, the application makers can of course update Launch Center Pro so that everything shows up in the action builder very easily. But as I say, if you're a ninja, you can do all kinds of cool stuff. And I did one particularly cool thing today where I sent this is of course very geeky, and it involves Drafts and Launch Center Pro. So in Launch Center Pro, I have an action that says take some text, and then I can type in what the text is, and then call Drafts with that text and have it execute an action that posts it to Twitter, Facebook, and app.net, and then return back to Launch Center Pro. Now, I could easily do all of that and with different taps and swipes and stuff, but I just do it once. I just do this one thing in Launch Center Pro, and all of a sudden, there you go. It just does it all magically. So it's kind of magical when you get it all working. And yes, you have to be a certain kind of tech douchebag to actually dig into it. But really, this is unfortunately, for better or worse, this is how applications can talk to each other in app.in iOS. It's you essentially call a URL that points to the application, and you can feed it some data. And there's other ways of copying files between the sandboxes as well. But that's a little out of scope of what Launch Center Pro and Drafts and URL schemes do. But long and short of it is actually a very it's a very powerful tool. But I finally had to listen to a podcast about that talked about it, and went, oh, okay, maybe I'll try it. And also, yeah, again, having, you know, beta testing an app that started adding URL schemes. And I finally got it and said, okay, I see what's cool about it. And so now I'm geeking out on, you know, making workflows in Launch Center Pro. Yeah, okay. And now I've really reached peak douchebaggery, I guess. But as I say, if you're like one of the like five people that haven't tried it yet, I say give it a shot. Currently $4.99 in the App Store. There's a separate app for iPad. And I guess it's more money. I haven't looked. But, you know, it's even if you don't want to get into the URL, the URL schemes, douchebaggery, there's still some good stuff in the app. As long as you've got other apps that are, that also use URL schemes, and again, there's a nice list in there. You can show you all the apps it supports. It's definitely worth checking out. There's lots of tutorials and stuff, and I'll put some links in the show notes so that you can see what is possible and check it out. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.